Okay, I'm going to... Ooh, thirsty. Going to get something from this guy. Checking if he has it. If he doesn't, we're going to begin. Okay. She doesn't have anything. So now, seems like I'm gonna be thirsty for a while. Long, 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 long while. Neighbors have a very blue pool. Our pool looks like trash. Trash, trash, trash. But it's huge. But it looks like trash. Okay. By the way, I have 6 dogs. So those are my dogs fucking around, making a noise, irritating everyone. Shit everywhere. Yeah. Those are the great things of having a dog. Shit everywhere. Step on shit. You never know. Oh, they also like to fight the neighbors. Neighbor's dog is crazy. I hated that dog so much that when it was sick for like 2 weeks, I thought it died and I was happy. That's how irritating this dog is. It's gonna bark just now. Listen. Okay. Well, my dogs bit it into order. But watch. It's gonna bark. Oh, there's 2 now. Well, the second one is very quiet. It's a stupid one. Likes barking and starting shit. But anyway. That's the dog I wish died. Didn't die, still alive. I felt guilty about feeling happy that it was dead. And then I missed it. After a week, yeah, I started missing it. And then when I saw it, I was excited. And it was still quiet. Because I think it was sick, I guess. It wasn't there for like 2 weeks at all. Doesn't come out. Doesn't make noise, so I assumed it was dead, but it wasn't dead. Came back, still quiet, shy, and it looked sick. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I started fucking around, and it came back, and I'm back to wishing it was dead again. But it doesn't seem like it's gonna die anytime soon. Walking in my work clothes. I hate the work attire. I hate work attire. I hate dressing up. For anything. Really, for anything. For me, just go out looking however the fuck you want to look. It's just my life. But okay. So, walking up this hill. Funny story about this hill. There's a girl. Well, let's just say friend. Let's say friend. There's a friend that I've been seeing for a while. Nothing's going on. But we have this thing about each other. We haven't done it. Nothing. Like nothing. But we are very tight. And I'm never like that with females. Never like that with females. I won't lie in that regard. If we're not doing it, we're not friends. That's just my mindset. But with her, I don't mind being her friend. And it's kind of creepy that I'm talking to myself while I'm walking. Odd. But yeah, okay, this girl, so I just came back from seeing her. Yeah, I saw her. She's distant. acting weird. Like, her friend is there, so I guess it's something her friend is not supposed to see, so you know what, fuck her. And yeah, funny thing is that every time when I'd see her, I'd be very excited and happy and shit. Now, because her friend is there. But Friday was something else. But I did say we didn't do anything. That was a lie. You could tell in my voice that I was lying. Yeah, we kissed. And we kissed. And yeah, that's what happened with that girl. But walking up this hill, took off my work shoes. My work shoes are just ridiculous. Ridiculousness. They are the tightest things. Tightest things you can wear. So tight. They're nice, I won't lie. But they're fucking uncomfortable. It's not nice being. And then you must wear these pants. Super tight pants. Super tight pants. And the funny thing about listening to this is that you will never, ever, 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 ever see a picture of who's talking. You'll never get any information. Oh, there's a car. There's a car coming. Yeah, you'll never get any information about this person. You'll never get an interview. You'll never get any information if you do get an interview. It will, okay, this person thinks I'm creepy. And he's stopping. Oh, he's just going into his house. But they're still looking at me. Whatever. So you'll never get an interview of me. If you do get an interview, the interview would be conducted by myself. So I'll be interviewing myself. Oh, and there's like 3 pit bulls. And I'm in my work pants. I took off the shoes. Ridiculous shoes. Took them off. But the point of this is that 3 pit bulls might come out. And yeah, we know the story of pit bulls. I live in a Jewish neighborhood. It's, black people have come around. We're one of them. But yeah, it's a Jewish neighborhood. It's a very nice neighborhood. I don't want to move here. I don't know why I don't want to move here, but I really don't want to move here. Lots of things have happened here. Like the story of football. Football is my life. That's why I'm a true football person. Like a true football person. There are clubs that I support, obviously, but I watch football for what football really is. And then this area and football is something else. There's a lot of things that happen in this area, but football, yeah. And it's a really united sport. A really united sport. But talking about football yesterday, so I went to go play, I was under the influence, I guess, so got there, people were asking positions, hey, what position do you play? And I'm like, yo, I'm playing striker. I just went for it, because I was under the influence, just went for it, striker. I'm not a striker, but I play without limits. In a football sense is that I'd play any position just to play. Just to play. I'm not a defender, but if you say I must play at left back, I'll play at left back. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is that they're asking positions. I declared myself a striker. Ooh, okay, I'm bad at tying my shoelaces. If I ever tie my shoelaces, even at soccer, like, I think we missed that part with my dad. Of tying shoelaces. Yeah, we never got to that. Funny, talking about my dad. Told me the other day that he feels like I've given up. And I'm like, given up on what? It's like, no. And it was a lecture, but he saw that I was not going to engage with him in this conversation. So he made it a conversation. He even said it. He's like, I'm not fighting with you. I just want to talk to you. I don't care. He doesn't talk like that. I can't mimic my dad's voice. Of all voices, my dad's voice, something else. Yeah, okay, so he's like, I don't have the ambition that I used to have. I'm just passing through the motions. And I listened to that. But it sounded like shit. Like, I know I'm not supposed to say it sounded like shit because I like to let people's feelings come first. But here, I must say it sounded like shit because okay, let me not say why it sounded like shit, but it just felt like an attack at an unnecessary time. You know when you're happy and then someone just tangles with your feelings and puts you in the wrong place. That's how I felt yesterday. I'm a person that likes to argue a lot. I didn't even argue. I was just fuming inside. Being alone, yeah, is better than being with people. I've got to that stage. I've really got to that stage that being alone is better than being with people. I'm not depressed. I'm actually much happier than I was when I had a lot of people in my life. So my dad says I've given up on life. I'm like, okay. He's like, even with my girlfriends, I don't date anymore. Yes, I don't date anymore, but that doesn't mean I lack ambition because I don't date anymore. But yeah, that was the talk I had with my dad, and my mother, she's an interesting one. I avoid her. Like, I really avoid my mother, and there's a guy walking down this hill. But anyway, so that's the situation. That there's one house, huge ass house. It's been on sale for 2-3 months now. Yeah, I just acted cool. Like, I walked past and I was like, yeah, you know? I wasn't like, yeah, but yeah, this house has been on sale for 3 to 4 months. It's huge. Huge, huge, huge. But yeah, it's an expensive risk because it's big and it looks nice, but why are people not buying it? And then the house next door, almost got robbed. Didn't get robbed, it almost got robbed. Then these ones decided to move out. Odd. Oddness. But yeah. So, yeah, I played soccer yesterday. Played as a striker. I was trying to impress. I wasn't playing myself. Like how I play. I was trying to impress. But I played a good game. Held up the ball. Passed the ball a lot. I didn't make any shots, which was funny. But I set up my second striker. I was dropping and marking, creating space for the team. I was just a busybody. And so there's this guy who's playing in the center. You know those flashy number sevens? Funny enough, he's not a winger. He wears number seven, but he's not a winger. Plays inside. He's a central midfield player. So he's got those silky touches, but he never goes anywhere. So I request A pass, I request a pass. No, I scream for the ball. I scream for the ball. Tell him to pass me. I see this fat ass, this fat kid who thinks he can jam. Like, fat kids just because they wear the kits. You'll see a guy in a Barca top and he'll be like, yeah, he's a shit. Look at his shoes, all flashy, you know? All flashy and just in your face. But the guy can't even play. So I request for the ball. I get the ball. I dribble him with my pace. How I did that is that we were both running for the same ball, but I forced him to try and kick the ball, but he missed it. Got the ball, scored. Simple goal. That was on the embers of halftime. Like, you know, the last kick. Last kick, and this is not professional football. It's your amateur type, but you know the intensity. Oh, okay. Closing the garage because they saw a black person passing by. Okay. Been here for the past, I won't even mention the years, but I've been here for a while. Passes me the ball, I score. Right after I score, whistle. Hey, okay, fine. And the teammates are like, ah, you're a proper striker. They're feeling me, you know? Alright, cool. So I felt weird about that because I'm not a striker. I am not a striker. I'm a player that plays, you know, I play how I want to play. Like, tactics and stuff, no, that's not me. I like being creative. So I've got, imagine Maradona. I'm not saying I play like Maradona, but that type of play. You could put Maradona as a left back and he'd be playing it in his own way, his own type of way. So that's me. Tactics. I play the way that I play. But yesterday, yo, if it was a FIFA game, you'd see the stats. Take-ons, passes. What's it? Just gauging where I am on the field, all over the field, everywhere on the field. But I scored the goal, so it was a perfect game. It went from maybe on a FIFA rating, like if you play FIFA, people that play FIFA know what I'm talking about. On a FIFA rating, you'll probably give me a 5 at the 45th minute. On the 47th minute, you give me an 8 type of situation because that goal just boosted everything that I was doing. Cool. So now my fear is that, oh yeah, after that I scored 2 more goals and I assisted 2, so it was a decent showing. Pretty too decent for my liking, because now people are going to think I'm a striker. I'm not a striker, but because I am who I am, I like pleasing people. I'll probably just play as a striker and not enjoy it, but play it and not cool about it, but know that I'm not. But yes, that's the situation. Yeah, running out of things to say, but that's what happened yesterday. I got some. It was nice, but I don't have any right now, and I'm not going to have any for a while, so I'll take a while to record this. Yeah. That is what is happening. Like, how long has this water been spilling for? And it's everywhere now. Then they tell you, oh, these ones, yeah, they like to act like, yo, they give money, they're charitable. But look at this, it's been spilling for the past probably 2 weeks. At a really, really fast pace. So a lot of water is being wasted. But what do I know?